pasuk in our parasha Bamidbar tells us, "V'yu kol pekudim shesh meis elef v'shloshes alafim." The Torah gives us the count that there were 600,000 plus people by Kabbalah Satorah. And based on this pasuk, the Gemara Masech, the Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, "Mevatel Torah Matar letzor semeis." We are mevatel Tal Torah to go to a levaya. People stop their learning to go to levaya. Rabbi Yochanan Tilasu Kinesinasai. When man is sinasai, just like the Torah was given with 600,000 Shishim Ruba, Afni Tilasu B'Shumer Ribui. We have 600,000 people by Kabbalah Satorah. Every person who is connected to Torah deserves to have 600,000 people escort him as he leaves the world. But the Gemara continues, Hani Mili Laman Dekanri V'Tani. When are there supposed to be 600,000 people by this funeral? For somebody who learned Torah. Alman the Masni, and Rashi explains, somebody who taught Torah to others, Lesley Shir. That, in other words, when is the Levi, when is the funeral of Talmud Chacham, who taught Torah, learns and teaches Torah, then all of Klai Yisrael, no matter what the number is, are obligated to show him his last honor, his last covet. Why? So the Sefer Megid Yosef explains that the Talmud Chacham who learns Torah but doesn't teach Torah, so when he passes away, that Torah that he learned is over. He's not in the world anymore. And just like the Torah had, when the Torah was given, we were able to understand that it needs 600,000 people to participate in the receiving of the Torah. So too, this Talmud Chacham is certainly no more, deserves no more than that. But the Talmud Chacham, who teaches other people Torah, even after he leaves from the world, the Torah that he taught stays forever. And there's going to be, that Torah will continue and multiply through his Talmidim and through his Svarim. So that Torah never comes to an end. So it's not just limited to what is the count of Klai Yisrael, as the Pasuk here says, the count of Klai Yisrael, 600,000 people. It's so much more. And the Pasuk, and Rashi says, V'ela told us, Ara Moshe b'yoyim di b'Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. And the and Rashi points out, V'nikru b'nei Aaron told us Moshe, the children of Aaron are called Moshe Rabbeinu's children, l'fishilamdam Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that taught them Torah. And Rashi says, Malamed, from here we learn, Shekola Malamedes Ben Chaveri Torah, if you teach other people Torah, Malakav V'kisv Kili Yodai, it's considered as if you are the parent of that child. And the question is, this is a very important lesson, as we are discussing here, the importance and the significance of teaching Torah to other people. But why does the Torah choose to teach us this lesson strictly or specifically by Ibn Aaron, that learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu? And actually, if we think about it, not just that the Ibn Aaron learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Klai Yisrael learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. And if all of Klai Yisrael learned Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, wouldn't it be so much more of a powerful lesson to teach it regarding all of Klai Yisrael, not just regarding the Ibn Aaron? So the Sefer Ir David explains that during the time of the Chet HaEgel, there was a gzera that Aaron's children should pass away. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do that they should not be subject to that terrible decree? He taught them Torah. And by teaching them Torah, they became the Bnei Moshe, because Kol Melamed Ben Chaver Torah Kilo Yoldai. So they're no longer considered Aaron's children, on whom there was unfortunately this terrible decree that they should leave the world. They were now considered Moshe Rabbeinu's children, on whom there was no such a decree. But as we know, when the Chazal discuss why the Nadav and Avihu pass away, because they were Mayra Alach B'nei Moshe Rabban, that they did not listen to and show to Moshe Rabbeinu, and did not show Moshe Rabbeinu the respect that a Rebbe deserves. So they're not anymore considered the Talmidim of Moshe. They're not considered Moshe Rabbeinu's children on whom there was no Gzeira. And therefore, specifically, Nadav and Avihu, who who didn't act like Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmidim were to suffer from this decree, and Elazar and his summer were not subject to this decree. And that's what the Rashi means to say. The Pasuk says, Bonav HaNaisarim. Why were Elazar and Samar Bonav HaNaisarim? Because they remained the B'nai Moshe. And Elo Tolos Aaron, says the Pasuk, originally they were considered the children of Aaron. But now they were also considered the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. And if they're considered Moshe Rabbeinu's children, they are safe. And the Pasuk goes on to say, V'yomas nodva viyu l'fnei Hashem b'kriv mei zara, they lost their status. And therefore the Pasuk here is teaching us what an important lesson. A person who learns Torah from somebody, that person becomes your father. And you are now his son. And it changes who you are. It changed that the Bnei Aaron, who had this terrible decree against them, weren't going to suffer. And it changes everything in life. But why does the Torah have this incredible power? So we look at the beginning of the parasha, the Medrash on the Pasuk, V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe, B'midbar Sinai, and Medrash says, Lama B'midbar Sinai. And the Medrash says, why was the Torah given to B'midbar Sinai? And says the Medrash, Mikan Shonu Chachamim, Chazal teach us, B'gimel Dvarim Nitnu HaTorah. The Torah, there were three ingredients needed for the giving of the Torah, B'esh, U'B'mayim, U'B'midbar. Fire, water, and the midbar. Beish Menayim, how do we know fire? Says the Medrash, because the Pasuk says, Vahar Sinai, Oshin Kuloi. The entire Har Sinai was full of smoke. Mayim Menayim, Shnem Hashem, B'tzeischem Seir, Gam Shamayim Notfu, Gam Avim Notfu Mayim. Umid Menayim, Shnem, the Pasuk says, Midab Hashem, Amosh, B'midbar Sinai. These were the three ingredients needed for giving the Torah. Why? So the Sefer David Tzedek explains, Torah is compared to Mayim, and the Medrash says, as the Pasuk says regarding Torah, in Yeshaya, Hoy kot somei l'chul mayim, mayim menichem makam gevoy v'hochel makam namuch, water flows down, after a Torah, ein mekayim el mishadat t'tzvela. Torah, when we approach learning Torah, we have to recognize that the Torah is like water. Water flows from the top to the bottom. And a person who's learning Torah is learning something that's coming from Shemayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. But the Torah is also compared to fire. Fire, on the contrary, has the characteristic that it's constantly jumping up. And the Torah that we learn connects us to the Shemayim. When a person learns Torah, the Torah is bringing us up to become ruchnius, connect us to the Shemayim. A person who approaches learning Torah, recognizing that he has these incredible tools in his hand, Mayim, that he's learning Torah that's coming directly from Hashem, and that his Torah goes back to Hashem, has to remain careful that he shouldn't get arrogant. And that's why the Torah was given in the Midbar. As the Medrash says, Emesim onam atzmai, Kemidbar, if a person treats himself like the Midbar, like the desert, like earth, where everybody trods on, then the Torah Miskayim B'yodai. V'mlav, if not, Ein Talmidim Miskayim B'yodai. A person, as he learns Torah, begins to recognize that he has incredible powers in his hand, but he has to make sure not to abuse those powers. On the contrary, to take the Koyach HaTorah and grow with it, and bring ruchnius to this world, and by bringing the mayim, the Torah, to this world, by bringing ruchnius to this world, he will have the ability to make the world a better place, to make a world where the Torah in this world is connected to Shemayim, to heaven. But it always has to be packaged in the right individual. The individual who has the ability to be the Rebbe, to teach Torah, and promote Torah, and have Torah continue la'olam vod. That is what makes Klal Yisrael so special as we approach Kabbalah Satayra.